Omar Ababo, my time at the Rebbe. Rebbe had said, we had a memra of Rebbe, Davchov Chesam at Beis, that Rebbe said that one could differentiate between the Timur Shel Levone to the Timur Shel Chama. Timur Shel Levone, Metama Va'oila Kemakel, it goes up straight, there's no... The Eir HaLavona goes up straight. Timo Shalchama Mafziya Lakan Alakan, it spreads out. So the Gemara says, my time at the Rebbe, the Chsiv, it says, Aposek Lamnatzeach Alayelas HaShach. Ma Ayola Zu Karneho Mafziya Lakan Alakan. Just like a deer, so the horns spread out. So the shachar is also medame the shachar to an ayola. So the shachar is also mafziya lekan olekan. Now, kan shayil aben, the Rebbe said there's a difference between the aliyas halavone and the aliyas hachama. There's a difference. So the Gemara says, my time at the Rebbe, what is my time at the Rebbe? Rebbe observed that when the Levone is Oile, it's Oile Kemakel. When the Chama is Oile, it's Mafsi. What's shot? My time at the Rebbe? The Gemara brings a posik. I mean, it's a Metzias. Rebbe just said a Metzias, so he observed it. What's shot in the Gemara? So I saw the Siach Yitzchok says that the Gemara understood from Rebbe's memre, there's the haskholas of the, when the chama is oila, and when the levon is oila, so the haskholas aliyah is not nika lemaris ha'ayin. The chilas timur, Amud Ashacha ein adova nik lemaris einenu. As Isaac said. So the Gemara understood from Rebbe that even in the beginning also there is a difference, that the Hascholas Aliyah, there's a difference between the Cham and the Levona, and that one can't observe. So therefore the Gemara had to bring a posik. That the shachar, the aliyah sachama, is like an ayolo that karnel mafzilo is lakan lakan. That's why you had to bring a posik, because this is not visible to the naked eye. Just let's keep this idea on hold, and I think it will be meyer, the sugi a little further. I think we'll get a gvaldike klokai because of this idea. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, my time with the Rebbe Doma Timur Shalchame Mefatzeya, Ayola Zu, Lavdavke Nokat, Shereyen Karnaim Lenekevet, sort of said Ayol. So says Ayol, but I mean, it's Elamin Ayola Koma. It's a type of a deer. Right. So that's the Rai from this Posik. Omar Rabzeire, Loma nimshila Esther la Ayolo. Esther wrote this capital, we'll see in Rashi. Loma nimshila Esther kayolo, b'meseches megila amrinen de Esther omra mizmerzeh, kivin shigila beis hatzlomim, nistalka imeno shchine, omra keili keili loma azavtoni. So kaponi, so this capital tillum she said, and she started Ayolo sashacha. So it seems there's a dimion of Esther to an ayolo. Ma ayolo rachmo tzor, the rechem of an ayolo is very narrow. V'chaviva al baylo kosho v'sho kishori shoyne. Af Esther hoyso chaviva lachashverish kosho v'sho kishori shoyne. Omar Rav Asi, lomo nimshola Esther l'shacha. Why is Esther nimshol to the shacha? Loimaloch, mashachar soif kol halaylo. Just like the shachar is the soif of the night, af Esther soif kol anisim. Esther is also the soif of kol anisim. Zuk de gemore vo ike chaneke, What do you mean there was a Nes of Chanukah after the Nes of Purim? So the Gemara says, Nitna Lichtoiv Komrinim. We're speaking about the Nisim which were recorded. Piruach HaKodesh, Kisvei HaKodesh. So the last Nes that was recordable was the Nes of Purim. Now, there's a problem over here. He says, the Gemara is telling us that the Tkufa of Nisim ended with Esther. So Lechaire, a Nes Lechaire should be Nimshel to Yom, and when the Nes ends, it's that's Laila. So Lechaire, Shishas HaMasha asks, so it should be Nimshel to Erev. I mean, this was the end of the Yom. Till now there were Nisim, and now the Nisim ended. Why does the Gemara say that Vakerta, since the Nisim ended with her, so this is the end of the Laila? I mean, Vakerta, when there were Nisim, there's no Laila. So the Marsha says as follows. The Marsha says, HaNisim HaMefursamim Ba'olam Hazeh, the Nisim which were existent on this world, Hischilu b'chatzois Laila. They started by Laila. K'may sheyoset ha'payit, Oz Rav Nisim Hifleisa Balaila. And then the Paiten and the Hagod, the Rechen Zayis, all the Nisim that occurred at night. And let us be mamtik a little bit, because Bemison Oilam Hazeh is Daima Lalaila. So Fakert, so that was Pshat, that's why the Nisim were bepoiled by Laila, because Fakert, that in the Cheshchus Halaila, the Rebbein Shalom made Nisim. So it was the Nisim were Balaila also. Oz Rav Nisim Hifleisa Balaila. Umisayim boy, in the last Nes, what the Paiten speaks, Sina Notar Agogi, because of Svarim Balaila, is the Nes of Haman. That's the last Nes of Laila. The Esther Soiv Kol Anisim Shebo'ilam Hazeh, Hanasim Balaila. Vanes the Neiris Chanik is a Tamashoye Gamkein Balaila. Avoloinitan Likosev, she says, that's why the Paiten also doesn't speak about, it's not written, that's where they tell you Shebal Peh. So the Paiten only speaks about, so the last Nes, Anitin Likose, was the Nes of Pum. Atkan Divrei HaMarsha. So now let us understand the Gemara a little better. So the Gemara is saying that the Seif called, the Seif called Alayla, Ma Shacha Seif called Alayla, Af Esther Seif called Anisim. Just like Shacha, so we're being makish Esther to the Shachar. So just like Shachar is Seif Kol Alayla, his Memele is Esther is Seif Kol Anisim. This is the last Nisim Balayla. So Lechaire, I had a problem. Lechaire, if we're speaking about Nisim, which occurred by Laila, we're saying this is the last Nes that occurred by Laila. So Lechaira, why are you talking about Shachar? Shachar already is not the end of the night. Shachar is the beginning of the day. That's the end of Olam Hazeh. That's the beginning of Olam Haba. Lechaira, Ma Shachar Seif Kol HaLaila. So I thought, we mentioned yesterday, Amachloikis, the Goin and the Mogen Avraham. When does it become Yoin? The Goin says it becomes Yoin, Heyepnei Amizrach, but before that is Laila. So, and we mentioned before the Siach Yitzchak said, our whole Gemara, we're speaking about, how do you know that Shachar is the Aloysa Shachar of the Chame is not Oyla Kemakel, no, it spreads out. So we learn out from this past Posek Ayelas HaShachar. So the Shachar, which we are speaking about, is speaking about, the Siach Yitzchak said, it is speaking about of the Hascholas Aliyas Achama, that one cannot see it with the naked eye. We have to bring a Posek to tell us that with the Hascholas Aliyah, also it spreads out. We're speaking about the Hascholas Aliyas HaShachar. So according to the Goin, this is still Laila. This is Laila. This is the Seif HaLaila. This is the end of the Laila. Verkehrt, that means this is the end of the Laila, and it'll become Yoim by Heya Pnei Mizrach. Then it'll become Yoim. But this is the Seifa Laila. So the Lashon of the Gemara is Meiradik Meduyik. The Lashon of the Gemara is, this is Seifa Laila, Taka. This is Mamish, the Shachros Halaila. It says that before it becomes day, it becomes very dark. But the Shachar does not mean Yoim. The Shachar means this is the Seifa Laila. Now, the Rabbeinu Hanano brings down a Yerushalmi, and the Goyin and Brochus also brings down the same Yerushalmi, which is also very much massim to what we're saying. The Rabbeinu Hanano brings down a Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi Omar Rab Chanine, Mei Ayeles HaShachar, Ad Sheyoyer HaMizrach, Oda Mahalach Dalet Milim. And Mei Sheyoyer HaMizrach, Adonai Tzachama, Oda Mahalach Dalet Milim. So the Yerushalmi says there's a matzav of Ayelas HaShachar till Heyer HaMizrach. And the Goyin in Brachas brings down this Yerushalmi. And the Goyin says, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that the Zman Krishma is at Sheyal Amud HaShachar. Zok the Goyin, Hu Heyer Pnei HaMizrach, V'loy Ayelas HaShachar. And he brings down this Yerushalmi. So we see this man of a yell, according to the going, this man of a yell is a shach, is taka Laila. This is taka, this man of Laila. This man has a shame Laila. So then we can understand the Gemara. This is Seif HaLaila. So this is Esther Seif HaNissim. Zik the Gemara. Hani chelamanda omar Esther nitna lichtoiv. Salamaisa. So that's why the last Ness Anitn Lichtoy was Esther. It's Kisvei HaKodesh. So Memele, so that's why it was written, this is Seif Kolanism. Elaman Diyama Esther Loi Nitna Lichtoy. So Memele, so the Nisim Anitn Lichtoy ended before Esther. Is Ma'ik Alameime. So the Gemara says, Mukim Loki Rabbi Nyomim Bayefes Omer Rabbi Loza. Tomer Rabbi Binyamin Bayefes Omer Rabbi Loza Loma Nimshalo Tfiloson Shal Tzadikim Kayeles Loimeloch Ma Ayolazu Kozman Shemegadeles Kalneho Mavtziloitz. Each year as the Ayola grows, the horns spread out. Av Tzadikim Kozman Shemarbim Bitfilo Tfiloson Nishmas. The more tefillahs they're mispalo, the more their tefillahs accomplish. Let us see Rashi. Anich lemandom a plukte be meseches megila. Ika lemandom a metames a yedaim. Vika lemandom a deine metames a yedaim. The lav seifer hi. Mukim lo kira ben yomin ba yefes. Ploim adorish lahai shacha kira ben yomin ba yefes. Loma nimshla tfilosn shal tzadikim, dahai shacha loshen tfilohu, torishlei, kemayruchi bekirbi ashacha reka. That's a loshen tfilah. Lamnetzeyach, al hayeles ashacha means al hatfilo shehika yeles. Shekoz man shemigadeles, just like by an ayo, koz man shemigadeles kal neho mavtzilois bechol shone veshone, Noise ba pitzolechod. So memele, so shachar tefillah is doime to an ayolo. Just like the kelnayim grow as the time progresses, so as the tefillahs are nisrabe, so the accomplishments of the tefillah also progress. That is the drosh. Look the Gemara weiter. Shachtu es hatomit. And then it says in the Mishnah that why did we have to have this birur of Omala Mamamune Tzu Aru'u Imigiyas Man Shchite? So the Gemara says, we need it because once, Dimu Pamachas Olam Moir Alvone, V'dimu Sheir Mizrach, V'shochto Es Atomit, V'tziyu Lebeis HaSreife. And then right afterwards it says, Heridu Kain Dodo Lebeis HaTvila. So the Gemara held that the Heridu Akoyin Lebeis HaTvile is a continuation of this story that it occurred that they shechted the Tomit Balaila. So the Gemara says, Amos, when did this story occur? Ilema b'shal yemayis hashone, if this story occurred, b'shal yemayis hashone, leisagi de lab kayin godl, so shal yemayis hashone, you don't need a kayin godl to do the avodah, to go to the mikveh. This happened in Seif HaChodesh during the year, you don't need a kayin godl. Ela b'yoyim HaKippurim, we'll say that this story that they shechted the Levona too early, they shechted the Tommy too early happened in Yom Kippur. Meir Levona meike, so the Meir Levona is not oile in the Seif HaLayla. And for the Gemara, Hachi come out. No, this is a new story already. We're finished already. The reason you had to be Mevarer, because once a Kilkel occurred. Period. No b'yayim HaKippurim, Yom Kippur, ki oma borek bar koi, when the Roye said borek bar koi, heridu kain godol lebeis ha-tfilah. Zot Rashi, Amos, ilayim ha-kasal kedaite, heridu kain godol lebeis ha-tfilah, seife demas nisenhu. This is the end of the Mishnah. Ubiyoim Shato Lishkhita Satomid Balaila, that day when they made a toys, Kama Hirido Kain Godla Baisatvila, Lishkhitame Achitvila, Amos Hava Hai Toys. When was this toys? In name of Bishaima Isa Shonem. The Lav Yemekipurma Bisaif Echad Minachadoshim, there's a safe Khaidish, Shalabonet Say Meches, Samukla Loisa Shacher. That's Azman, that's all to make a toys. That you have that this man that somach lalois hashachar the levon is oilo, so there it's olo to make a toys. Frek the gemara leisagi the lav kain godol leidai avoid the shar yomim the lav the kain godol and avoid of shar yomim has to be with the kain godol. And if it's speaking about yom kippur moya levon and meyikal it's moyach somach leshachar. Achikoma. וביום הכיפורים, כי יום הבורג בקו ירידו כהן גודל. ויציוהו לבייס השריף המסכונת דמלסי. ויציוהו לבייס השריף is the end of the previous מימה. וירידו כהן גודל מלסי בפיניו שהיא. ומהדר לערויי בסדר עבודת יום הכיפורים. Now we're going back to teach us the סדר עבודת יום הכיפורים. בואו חיכמה. כשהרויה אומר בקוי, Meridim kain godol b'yom kippurim lebeis ha-tvila shachas. That's when I saw some place, I don't recall now where, that there was inyan of five tvilos b'yom, so the tvila also had to be after we knew it was alois ha-shachas. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toni avuha de Rabbi Ovin, loizu bilvad amru, not only if you shecht a kolben balayla, it's possible, and you have to burn it, ela af, melikas ha'oif, if you made melikas ha'oif balayla, or okmitzis mincha balayla, or you okmitz a mincha balayla, it's also tesorif, also there's a din of sreif. Zukt Rashi, what is he saying of it? Loizu bilvad. Leizevach levadoi shenishchat balayla omru yisorei. Elahaf melikes ha'oif. Ukmitzis ha'minche balayla. It's also tisor. The gomri lohu mishchite. We learn out from shchite. The melikes ha'oif. Ukmitzis minche. Bemokem shchites hazvochimem. This is bemokem zviche. So memele. So it also has to be bayoy. Frekte gemore, bishloime oile sa'oif. I understand. If he made malikan da oile sa'oif, balayla, mai da have a have, yef shalach zire. You can't make trias hameisim again, so this is finished. This oif is nimlak already, and so since it's a posel of malikan, so it seems it's a psul in the korban, and it's a tjeitzel abeis ha'sreife. Ela kaimetz, if a person made kemitzim, if a person made kemitze by belayla nahadro, so let him. We made kemitze belayla, so it's not a good kemitze nahadro. So let him go and put it back. Whatever he was kaimitz, let him put back. So let's make it over again. Like we had before. We had before that the Gemara says by the Sido Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, you put it palayla, so it's Efshel Eskune. You'll go now and you'll put it back on again. You'll put it Mesadrit by Yoim. So let's put back the Kemach, the Seilus, and then we'll make a new Kemitzit. So this is a kasha that he asked. Rabu the Rabbovan asked this kasha. Who toni lo, v'hu omar lo. But then he said a teretz. Klishores mekachim afilu shaloi bizmane. So Rashi, who toni lo loho mas nise, v'hu omar lo haite rutsa midaite. The teretz he said midaite. Klishores mekachin shaloi bizmane. V'ha koimetz ton matan keli. So he said, I didn't klisharis, that a klisharis is mekadish, afilu it's not the zman. Vaha koimitz toen matan keili. The koimitz has to be put into a klisharis. Vekiven shekidesh ha koimitz bekli l'shem koimitz. So as soon as he put it into a keili l'shem koimitz, and we have a klal, a klisharis is mekadish shaloi bizmanoi, so even though it's lailos, lailos lavzman kmitzit, but the klisharis is mekadish. Einei choyzer liyois tevel, kemincha shaloi nikmitza, val kolchei ma'achar shezek kori koimetz inachave shirai. So we see from Rashi that the musig of a mincha is that before the afroshes akmitzitz apsa musig of tevel, And the koimitz is matter the tevil. This is the kmitze, and this gets the shem shirayim. So if it would have not been put into a kli shoresh, you wouldn't have had a kli shoresh that was mekadish the koimitz, so wouldn't get a shem koimitz vaystachos. So memela, so you could make the avoidus akmitza later. It could get still a shem tevil. But it's speaking about, Rashi says, "Vakoymetz toin matan keili." That's mehilchis kmitze. You need a matan keili. So memele in a klisharis is mekadesh shaloi bizmanoi. So if a klisharis is mekadesh shaloi bizmanoi, so memele so gets a shame koymetz, and the rest gets a shame shirayim. So you can't be besakin anymore. Now let us see Taisvis and Daf Choftes Amad Aleph. Elo afilu oilasa oif shenimlika umincha shenikmitza teitze lebeis haschefe. Mashme de mishum de nasu balaylo. So it was a kmitza psule, amlika psule. So that is why it's nisraf. Typically, mishum de kolvoi koidem letomit shel shacha. Let us say that the psul is because it was nikrav before the tomit shel shacha. From rinin minayin shelo yeidova koidem letomit shel shacha. Tersiv ha'oilo oilo rishoyne. So why do you need psul lailot? B'yoyim tzavois or b'yoyim zivchachem? There's a different psul. There's a psul because it was before the oil of Rishon at the Tomit. The Gvuras Ari and the Sfas Emes both ask on Taisvis that Lechayre, this din, that one is not permitted to be make a hakrove before the oil of Rishon. That is dafke if it was the zman hakroves ha'ila. Zman hakroves ha'ila, so the din is forget oila is the oila rishayin. But now it's laila. The reason it's no good is because it's before. I have to be makrib the tomit first. Now it's not the zman tomit. They both say this a very gishmakis svare. If anything, the problem is maybe it was made after the tomit shall beit abayim. That could be as a problem. That they've been gerayed from a Gemara. The Gemara says such a chesed. If someone doesn't avoid that night, so it's after the Tomid Shal Bein Abay. But before the Tomid Shal Shachar, that's Tamazay, no problem. Look upon them, that's what the Gvura Sari in the Sfas Emes ask. Yeah. Then on the Etzem Kasha, what Tosfos asks, the Gvura Sari wants to answer, I mean, let's get a different kasha. It's after the Tomid Shal Bein Abayim. So he wants to say, Philip, there will be a psul that Ton Sreife. He says he brings that. We'll see. Tosfos later brings a Gemara Psachim that such a psul is considered a psul machmas dova achav. That means there was nothing wrong in the this korban. The wrong was that the you had to wait till later. So that's called a psul machmas dova achar, that in order to burn it, you need ibur tzure. So you have to wait for ibur tzure, you have to wait till the morning in order to burn it. Here you want to tell us a chiddush that it's tisoret, that you burn it now. So this stack is a psul because there was a shchita psul. This is a psul aguf. It's not a psul machmas dova achar. A psul aguf, kol she psul ebeguf ay tisoret miyat. A zaitik psul is to batzurosoi. So the Gvura Sari wants to tie in this psul. I feel like you'll say there is such a psul. That's a zaitik psul. That's a kedama b'bayim. It's a zaitik psul. He brings a raya from the Gemara Pesachim. We'll see later the Gemara. So memele, so faket, so the Gemara, so the reason is because faket, because it was a psul in the Shchita. Okay, about Kaponim. Let's get back to Taisvis. Taisvis holds this is Akasha, that it should be possible because the Shchita was before the Tomid Shal Shach. One Kasha. The Chain Bepeire Kamed Da'erevin, Kasha number two. The Omar, the Gemara says there, Shlomim Sheshachtam Koidem Psiches Dalsay Sahechel. If they shechted Shlomim before they opened up the Dalsay Sahechel, Psulim. Shenema oveshachtu pesach oil moyed, that the shchit of the shlom has to be when the oil moyed is pasuach. So it's a psul. Fakhtach taisves. V'loma likro. Why do you need a new posik to tell me that the shlomim are posul? Because the oil moyed was so good. Typically the koidim tomit shachta. Mistome, if the oil moyed was closed, they didn't shech the tomit. The kiven lein niftachu dalseis heichel, if the dalseis weren't opened up and came lein nishchat ha-tomit. The apple gav like siv bei v'shochtoi pesach oil moyed, even though it doesn't say v'shochtoi pesach moyed by the tomit, mishlomim gamrinim. But just like by shlomim, there's a din that has to be pesach oil moyed. So l'chayre, we learn out the tomid from shlomim also. Le lishchit le ele bizman shu pasuach. It is nam betomid. In the Mishnah and Tomid, like it says like that. Lo yhoya ha shoychet shoychet ha shoyishemeya kel shah ha godu shenifdach. So memele, so al kaponim, the tomid also needs a pesach oil moyim. So if he shechted the shlomim and the oil moyim wasn't pasuach, sarkoch, he did this before the tomid. Dr. Tosh, it's the same kash. Here it's already a good kash. Here it's Zman Shchitas HaTomit. So say it's possible because it was geshochten before the Shchitas HaTomit. Miyu yesh litchois ahi. The second kash we could fathom. Kshenivtachu had losses. Could be it's speaking about it was after the Tomit. And by the Tomit they opened up the losses. V'nishchat HaTomit. V'shuv sogrei the losaim. And then they shut it again. So could be that's the story. So now, what's the whole psul of the shlomim? It's after the tomid. They had a kosher tomid because b'shas shchitas ha-tomid, they opened up the dalsei sa'echel, and later they shot it. So now there's an psul of Pesach ha-yomoy. So the Gemara in Erevin is not gefelach. But kaponim, about Gemara is gefelach. Why do you need this psul of nishchat balayla, typically because it was nishchat koidem ha-tomid shoshach. V'yesh loy medit tzrich kol mifsel mishum shchite. דאים משום קודם התומד אהו בהקטור דווקא איריק נמוכה בריש פרק תומד נשתת. Is the whole Issa of which is not permitted before the Tomid Shel Shachar is that you're not allowed to be maktir a korban before the Tomid Shel Shachar. V'orach oleho ha'oilo, so that's speaking about the haktores ha'oilo. That's speaking about the haktores ha'oilo. V'oi de kulei kodavach ha'oilo airi ba'haktore. Victor al-Chavi ha'shlomim. So the whole posik that says oilo, oilo rishoyne, this whole thing is speaking about haktore. So my male is no problem whatsoever to shech before the tomid. You know, to be maktir before the tomid. Ba'oi doi mari, period. One teretz. Ba'oi doi mari, da'o da'om ashle'e dover koidam le'tomid, hainu le'mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, it's fakert, that the tomid should be first. But it's not a psul. So if a person is makriv ha'kolben before the tomid, it's mevasuk ben ha'mitzvah. But here wants to say it's possible, so you have to say, because it was a shchita ba'layla. Voidem rid adam shleido ve koidem le tomit eine le mitzve ve hoche ise behedje be perik at chaylis ye evi so my mailer so it's good bye fakt ach tais vis ve hodle paslinem be shmaite mishim da ve koidem psiches dal se sei fakt ach tais vis aber have another kasha now lochayre the dalsa seichel was sago. They open up the dalsa seichel by the tomit, and that we learned that is a psul. That's the gemara neirvin. That they shechta the shlomim kaidim sheniftachu dalsa seichel. The shlomim apostle. So lochayre tepek lay that the malika was done before was niftach dalsa seichel. Yeshloima the loy mifsal ela b'shchite. This whole halacha that you need. That it has to be done. Bishas psiches dalsis aichel. That's by shchita. Can you see bishochto? That's the posik. Bishochto pesach oil moy. That's a din in shchita. Avo b'melike ukmitze loy. There's no din that has to be the melike and kmitze has to be pesach oil moy. So memelus thought that is no psula pesach. Could be the psula is that's what the gvuras rishes b'yoyim tzavoy. So that has to be b'yoyim. So that's the problem. It was done by Laila. There's a chasan of Yom Tzaboise. But there's no problem of Pesach Oil Moed, which is only a psul and shchita. Vahashte, so now Tosfos is summarizing. Lemaida omrinon, deha oila oila rishoyna eini ela lemitzvah, that one is not permitted to be makriv before the tomid shel shachar is only a mitzvah. Im kein oleo hashleim kol ha-kolbenes namu lehava ele le-mitzvah. So the din, the one is not permitted to be makrev after the tomid shel bein ha-bayim is also a mitzvah. I mean, there's two dinim. The tomid has to be rishoyne, and the tomid shel bein ha-bayim has to be achoyne, but he's only mitzvahs. It's not a psuk. V'teime. Frektais v'sakash. Do omar besoiv peirik elu dvorim. Shochtoi. A person shechted the Kolben Pesach, v'noida, and he found out, shemoshchoi habaylim es yodo. After the shechita, he found out that this is a Pesach without baylim. Shemoshchoi habaylim es yodo. Yeitzei lebeis hasreifa, so you have to burn it. Found it. So he shechted a Pesach without baylim. So it seems that's a posula kolben. A pesach on benuim is a posula kolben. See if the bread. Frek the gemore vi amrit le boi akire. So now the gemore had there such a shaila. A pesach without a bailim is lochere, is moisa pesach is a shlomim. This pesach zikha could have been a shlomim. That's for sure. There's no a pesach it can't be. So it's oimed to be a shlomim. Now the shaila is, do you need an akire to make it a shlomim, or automatically does it become a shlomim? That's a shaila in the Gemara. So the Gemara says as follows. If you don't need an akire, that means, since there's no bailim anymore, So automatically it becomes a shlomim. So now we have a problem. So why do you burn it? So it's a shlomim. You shechter a shlomim. There's no bailim. So there's no bailim. So but why do you burn it? So the Gemara says like this. Shachtai v'noida shemoshchai abailim es yodom yeitzei lebeis haschef v'yamret leiboy akira. If you'll say you don't need an akira to make it a moisa shlomim, moisa pesach make it a shlomim, psulei machmas mai kahavi. So why is it possible? Mishum de shachtai achetomit shol bein abayim. So the whole psul is here we see that the Gemara says this is that's possible because it was nishchat after the tomit shol bein abayim. Like the Gemara, so why is it so far? It needs a butzura. This is the Gemara mentioned before the Gemara Sari brings that if there's a psul for shachting after the tomit, so it's not a psul in begufa. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why is it yaitzei lebeis haschef? It should be two baltsulos. But al kaponim, the Gemara understood that if you shechted a shlomim after the tomit shel bein abayim, it needs reife. Not right away, two baltsulos, but it needs reife. Like the Chtaisis, I just said before, it's a mitzvah ba'alma, so why does it need reife? This is a kasha. The yesh loima, imikrivoi kosher. This says that's true. If you'll be makrivit, it's like a kosher. It's only a mitzvah. But what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is you should not be makter. That's a mitzvah. Avol osa lahakriv emurim achar atomit. But you're not allowed to. Lahochi yetze abosa lebeis hasreife. So therefore, yetze abosa lebeis hasreife. That means like this: I shechted. It's a shlomim. I shechted it, I made the zrika, everything is kosher v'yosher, but now what's going to be with the emurim? So if he'll be makta the emurim, no, he did an aveira, but it'll be a kosher kol. So he won't be makta the emurim. So if you won't be makta the emurim, so you can't eat the boso. So the boso is unedible because you have to be makta the emurim in order to eat the boso. So let's face facts of life. He won't be able to be makta, not allowed to be makta the emurim. So memela, the boso is not edible. So memela is yetzei lebeis haschef. That's pshat the Gemara. So memela, so Tosfos is still sticking with the shtik Torah that could be it's not a psul. No, practically, since you cannot be makta the emurim, so it will become possible. In fact, Taisis vim taima, wait a minute. V'yale v'yolin oisai b'roishi shal mizbeach. Let's be malin it al roisha mizbeach. So what will we accomplish? So it won't become possible b'lina. So, and then tomorrow it won't be after the tomit shal beina abayim already. Tomorrow will be makta it after Tomorrow will be makter after the tomit shel shachar. So like the Chtaisis, if there's no psul, you tell me it's no psul, it's a mitzvah not allowed to be makter tonight. So don't be makter tonight. Put it al reishem izbeich. It won't become posel beline. And you'll be makter tomorrow. So why are you burning it? There's no psul. V'yishloim the sovar kemandom aline may elis bereishis shel mizbeich. That if it's bereishis mizbeich, there's also a psul line. So if I put the emurim and the reishim mizbeich, you can get posel in the morning. So lemaise, you have no eitze. You have nothing to do with the bosa. And elochid is not allowed to be makterit, and you can't wait till tomorrow be posel beline. So memela, so the bosa is emily sov. The pluta da meroi beperik hamizbeich mekadesh. The Dilma who amoyre damarosam loy boy akire sova kivosei. That's why you burn it. He says it's a yaitzel beis haschefer because lina my elis afilu baroishes shom isbeir. The imtaima fektoisves akati amay yaitzel beis haschefer. They says it's still not good. Nishteri boser bezrikes dam boloy haktoras emurim. Let the bosa become mutter bachila without haktoras emurim. The kivin de loy efsher lahaktira. Since we cannot be maktir the emurim, neima osom kemisha nitmu oisha ovdu. The halache, this halache, that haktoras emurim is ma'akiv. Haktoras emurim is ma'akiv. Tachilas Abosa, that's dafke, if the, you have Imurim to be makter. But if the Imurim became tomia, they got lost, so then you're allowed to eat the Bosa without the Imurim. So now, I have Imurim here, but I can't do anything with these Imurim. I can't be makter now, because it's after the Tomit Shabbain Abayim. I can't wait till tomorrow, because it'll be possible in it. So these Imurim are unable to be niktar. So it's like nitmu Imurim, nevdu Imurim. So Memela soy bezoy, so this predicament calculos is a takanto, is a taker. Since I can't be makta the imurim, so eat the boso without actoris imurim. Riaigavne koma bereish perik tomid nishchet, the Gemara says such a svore. Le Rabbi Yishmoel benoy shal Rabbi Yechanan ben Breike, the Omar mechusi kipurim kol yemoy sashone, Rabbi Yishmoel benoy shal Rabbi Yechanan ben Breike said as follows. A mechusa kipurim kol yemoy sashon. They are speaking about such a case. A person, not speaking about Pesach, a person was a mechusa kipurim. Not allowed to eat kochim. He brought a shlomim. Fine. Now, but then he wants to eat the shlomim, but he's a mechusa kipurim. So he wants to be makter his kolm, makter of his kolm. But there was a problem. He reminded himself after the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim. They weren't makriv his kolbin. Yet he's a mechusa kippurim. It's after the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim. He has a shlomim to eat tonight, but he can't eat it. So the Gemara, so Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach, Rabbi Yechim ben Breike says that toivul, he toivuls himself, umaisi kaparosei achar ha-tomid, and he'll bring his kapore after the Tomid. He'll be makriv his kolbin. The oichel bekotchim le'erev, and the lead kotchim le'erev. The komar osam, so the Gemara explains, because the svar of Yishmoel benoish Rabbi Yechim ben Breike is, the whole iser is haktore, not allowed to be makter after the tomid shel bein abayim, so he won't be makter tonight. He'll put it al rosh shel mizbeach, and he'll be put on rosh shel mizbeach, and he'll be makter tomorrow. Uporich, like the Gemara, aber michdi, kol kame de loy iskatri evorim, loy misachel boso. Very good. You hold ein lina maelis preishim is bech. Tomorrow you're able to be makterit. Very good. Now you'll be makterit. Aber kozman, you can't be makterit. The kahanim can eat the boso. And we have a din that the kahanim oichlim bailim miskaprim. So the whole kapor of this korban is aidei achilas kahanim, and the kahanim can't eat now because you want makta de murim yet. Uporich mirdei kol kamlo iskatre brom le misachel bosa. So the Gemara says, punkt fakert. She osum kemishanit my murim eshavdu. So the Gemara says, fakert, since now you can't be makterit, so you have Imurim will be makter tomorrow, but now you can't be makter it. So the karma permitted to eat it now. So we see klar from this Gemara that haktores Imurim is only ma'akev achilas abosor if you can be makter it. But if halachically you can't be makter it, because it's after the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim, so there's no problem. So let's go back to the Gemara before Pesachim. Tosfos had a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara said that if you hold that a Pesach ain't tzorech akire, so it comes out that what nimshechu bailim imenu automatically became a shlomen. Became a shlomen. So the Gemara says, so it's yaitzel lebeis ha-sefer. So the Gemara says, why is it yaitzel lebeis ha-sefer? Because it was after the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim. It's a shlomen after the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim. So Taisa is takash, if it's only a mitzvah ba'alma, why is it yaitzel lebeis ha-sefer? So Taisa says, because you can't be makter de murim. So you have nothing what to do with the boso. So now Taisa says, no, adrabe, since you can't be makter de murim, so it's like nitmu emurim, avdu emurim. Taisa brings a Rabbi Shmuel ben Eish Rabbi Yechim and Boyke says this. So Memela, so now we're back to the kasha. So why can you eat the boso? The yeshloimar shani hoche, the kiven the moshru abaylem es yodom. So Taisus wants to say a chilik. The Gemara in Psochim in Eilu Dvorim is speaking about the Kolben Pesach. The baylem was moshru es yodom before the shchita. Is loichazu, so it was moshkves yodom. So now, as soon as moshkves yodom, it became ois pesach, it became shlomim. Now, this became a shlomim after the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim. That means the Zman of Pesach is after the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim. We had the 2,000 Psochim, 2,000,000 Psochim, and now on this Kolben Pesach, Moshchu Es Yodom, they decided to go to a different Kolben. Fine. So it was Moshchu Es Yodom after the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim. The minute it was Moshchu Es Yodom, it became a Shlomim. We don't need an Akira. Now this is a Shlomim, which you can't be Makta the Yimurim, because it's after the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim. So Tosfos says, if you have a Shlomim, there won't be a din haktore on the Yiburim, because when it became a Shlomim, it was after the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, is loichazu meikore imurim lakrove, the imurim were never chazi lakrove, hilkech loimishteri bosa bezrikas dam lechudi. That means in order to be mater the bosa, you have to have al koponim a murim that could be mater the bosa. If later something occurred that I can't be makter the imurim, no, it's kenevdu imurim, not mo imurim, but you have to have, b'shas the shchita, you have to have the behemah has to have imurim, which are a potential matter. So later, we can get away with the haktor. So here, since b'shas shchita, but here, in this case, since I don't have imurim, which were able to become nikto, so memele, the boss never got a heter. Hilkech le mishteri bosa bezrikas tam lochute. Avol hosom, the case of Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuke, so they're speaking about, he was a Machusa Kippurim, he had a kolben, he daydreamed a little bit, he forgot, he was mafresh the kolben before. It wasn't mafresh the kolben, it was mafresh the kolben before. Before they were makriv the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, and were makriv the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim. Well, b'shas tafroshes hakolben, this was a kolben that had in it imurim which could become niktorim. Now later, since the erfashpetik to be makriv it after the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, so now you can't be makriv. But since b'shas they were magdish this kolben, it was a kolben with a murim that theoretically could become nektarim. So then it's good. Yeah. Abol hosam kim d'chazul akriv koydem atomet. Ava pishehim timadach atomet. V'hash d'loy motzu l'kruvi amrinin shaper asum kemishanit mu oishok. One teret. Inami. Another pshat. Hosom de shachtoi v'noida, the Gemara in Eilu Dvorim, that the Gemara says that it becomes posel, the shlomim is posel, yisayrev the bosa, so Taisha says, the reason is, inami hosom de shachtoi v'noida shemoshchei abaylem yodom, also lizrek hadom midarabonom. There, Daut Gemara says you have to burn the bosa, is because not even to make zrike. Gzeire dulma osa lahakter acher atomit. That means that Gemara holds that midarabonon they asel zrike os to haktor. Haktor you're not allowed to, because you're not allowed to make after the ton. The Rabbi Shmuel b'nai Shab Yechem and breike les lehu gzeire. The Gemara, Tamid Nishcha says this word. Ulefi tiritze. Now Taisa saying now new shtik teire. The chol a kolben posel machmas she also lizroi kadom lechatchila mishum gzeire. Now Taisa is mechadish a new shtik teire. And after the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, there's an issa zrike afilu, because if it'll be matter zrike, it might be matter aktor, and that's an issa deraise. Is niche ma she makshe ribo. The bepeirik hatcheles mashme, the einay ella lemitzvah. The whole din of being makter after the tamid is only a mitzvah. But the sefte de psochim tanya kol akotchim shekrivam koidem tamid shol shachar ishik vanachat tamid shol b'nabayim psulim. V'hash dimrin and up from posel midarabon on neiche. That's very good. No, it's posel because not to be zorik the dam. So that's why it's posel, because the rabon on asad zrikas adam. So it's possible. Ba'oitnan b'peirik tomid nishchat, de koma rab shimin usho kol azvochim, ששוחטון על החומץ בזמן פסח, בין לשמון, בין שלוי לשמון פוטה. Rav Shimon says as follows, that if a person shechted the korban, the din is like this, if a person shechted the korban Pesach bizmanoi, lishmo, so that's the level of a sishchat al chometz. That's the level, now to shecht the korban Pesach al chometz. But if he shechted another korban al chometz, so the Gemara says the not even the lav. The sishchat v'chametz is davke bizmanoi. It's davke the Pesach and not other kabbonis. Umeforish time of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, you know why it is that like this. So more brings a drosha. The bizman the mechaye v'zevach says two places zivchi, and the Gemara darshan is not two places zivchi, one zevach and one zvochai. So the Gemara says there's one zman when you're chayv on the zevach, you're not chayv on the zvochai, you're chayv on the zvochai, you're not chayv on the zevach. So the Gemara brings a drosha. The zman the mechayv a zevach, the mechayv a zvochim. A drosha. Vektach toisves, o mai itztach lohu taim. Why do you need a psadrosha? Typically, the poto, mishum de zvochim psulamein. If we will say that if you shecht after the tomit shal bein arbaim, it's a psul, like Taisus had held in the beginning, is so it's poshit that you're not oivan lo yisishchat, because it's a shchita psula. I'm Shimon holds a shchita psula does never shame, shchita shen lui does never shame shchita. Is typically the potter bishum the zvochim psula men, given the shachta bisman pesach, dave bosal tomit shal bein arbaim. Ki eiche de potter hosam pesach she shachte be moyin lishmoy, y shachte da pesach, l'shem pesach after pesach, it's posel. So he's not chayiv al chomitz, mishum de zevach posel. So me mele, aval amai de frishis, but the way I said now, that means this is only a kash if you learn that a shchite after the tomit shal bein arbaim posels the kol min ha-toyre. Then you have a problem. So you don't need roshes to tell me not over lay sishchat. Bosh is not over lay sishchat because it's a shchit is a neruya. Ah, vol amai de frish is the shenishchat hazebach koidem atomit shol shacha. O yachet atomit shol bein abayim shol sluch hacham lizroi kadam mishum gzeire umemeila mivsol zivche. Aber nicht, es hat only a drabona de kedin, aber min ateretz akosher ikom. So then it's very good. It's for him for der gemorich. Avaloshin at the sefte mashme, da filuk im zora kadom bidiyevet, for osa kol mitzvose, afilu ochi psulim. Taisha says, I'm saying beautiful terutzim, but the loshin is mashme, it is a diktoni shehikrivam, that was the loshin of the tesefte, kol akotchim shehikrivam, koidem tomit shoshacha, oi sheikvam, acha tomit shebein abayim, psulin. So he krivon, it would seem, like tani sheshochton. Ve'im edarabonon, amai psulin. If, like tani sheshochton. Ve'im edarabonon, amai psulin. If it's only an isa darabonon to make zrike, so why is the korban posel? So again, it means all the terutzim were beautiful, but the loshna tesef is mashma nishvi aladi terutzim. V'nire de psulim de koma haino habosol milecho. The psulim means the pshat the tesef is that if it was your makriv a korban after, if you are makriv a korban after the tomid, it's the boso you're not allowed to eat, and could be dachsmel. Someone says it's a deraisa. Avu bailum nisaf diskapu. Kedashkin ki aigavna pebeiz disvochim. Nosnu al gabi a kevesh shaloi kenegede yisoid. If a person made a zrikas adam on the kevesh. Had posel. So the kolben is posel. The oma shmul posel aboso. Avu bailum nisapu. So memeilem. So could be that is a ritzitake. But the posel does not become mutabachila. V'hoya nire l'dagdeik d'loy mifsel achar atomit. Now this brings another raya that's not mifsel. כדסנן בסייף פרק מי שהיה תומי. פסח שנסער, נזפת את זה, דוזן מקמפוסל באכילה אוסו. מי שהיה תומי. פסח שנסערב בבחר. הפסח בו נסערב בבחר. So now you had two behemoths, Yirach HaBure, and one is a Pesach, and one is a B'chayr, and we don't know which is which. So it says, Im Chaburis Kahanim, if this is a Chaburis Kahanim, Yoichlu. So they'll let them eat both of them. One is a B'chayr, the Kahanim, the Lati the B'chayr, B'chayr Nech Le Kahanim. So let them eat the B'chayr, let them eat the Kolben Pesach, and Baruch Hashem, no problem. ונסערב מחיים קומה, נסערב ההסתכלס מחיים, מדפורך הלא, בקוסטגמו יסעקה שבגמור, והם מביאים קודשן לבייס הפסול, וגמור אסקס, how could you, במקרב both of them, לחיירה הם מביאים קודשן לבייס הפסול. So לחיירה, what's פשעת דגמור אסקה? דגמור אסקה is like this, that the Pesach is only נחל בלילה, a bukhair is nechal l'shnei yomim b'lai lechad. So how, and you're going to shech both of them, you say, leave both of them. But the bukhair you're also going to eat, you don't know which is the bukhair, which is the Pesach, so you're going to eat the bukhair also a layla. You can't eat, because maybe this is the Pesach. So the gemara asks the kasha, how are you allowed to do this? Eimivim kochim l'beis absol. So zet men doch klo from the gemara, that it was nisarev michayim, was nesar of Mechaim, so the way I say, how are you allowed to shecht at it? So maybe we can come to base of the soul. Yeah. Alme, so what Tosva says, but let me ask you an Amor de Kekashe, but how are you allowed to eat the Bechoya? The Bechoya was Nikrav after the Tomit Shobayin Abayim, so you're allowed to eat the Bechoya. Is a Raya Mahush Dikteris at them, it doesn't become possible. Here we see you're allowed to eat it. Miu matzino litchais de Pesach dehosam hainu moisel Pesach. Pesach over there does not mean a kolben Pesach, it means a moisel Pesach. Tahavish shlomin. Vishachat lu koidem le tomit shobein abayim. You shechted it before the tomit shobein abayim. Boho de porich ve mivim kochim le beis apsul. So now Tosis had a problem. If it's speaking about a Moisa Pesach, so Tosis said a Moisa Pesach is a Shlomim, so it's Nechel L'Shnei Yomim V'Lai Le'echot. A B'chir is also Nechel L'Shnei Yomim V'Lai Le'echot. So what is Pshad the Gemor's Kasha V'Mivim Kochim L'Beis Absul? What's the Beis Absul? Hainu Shememayit Bachilas Moisa Pesach Shenechel Ezor. It's Yememayit in the Achilas Moisa Pesach, because Moshe Pesach is Nechal Azorim. And Voich like Bechorim, and eating it like a Bechor, Shein and Nechom El Kahanim. Vahavon Olamei Meirem. Beloshen Chabure Koshet, Damash Me Pesach Mamesh, Shanim Nemolot Chabure Is Chabure. It's not speaking about a Moshe Pesach, it seems to really speaking about a Pesach. Now, Rabbi Kevei Gatzeichen Tzu, Amishnu Lamelech, God, the Maramokim is a Grais, it's not Perik Gimel Alochi Gimel, it's Perik Alef Alochi Gimel. But in Perik Alef Alochi Gimel, the Mishnah Malach Frekt Am Moiradike Kasha and Toisvis, that Be'emison, it brings an often arrive in the Gemara M'sochim, that a Moiser Pesach is Nechol L'Yoyim V'Layla. A Moiser Pesach is not Nechol L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla. A Moiser Pesach, even though it's a Shlomim, it's Nechol L'Yoyim V'Alayla. So he was like, what's Taisva's problem? Taisva said, if it's speaking about a Moisa Pesach, so what's a Mevim Kochim LeBeis Absul? So they said, no, that's also called Beis Absul, because only Kahanim will be able to eat it. In fact, the Mishnah Mach is a push to Beis Absul. A Moisa Pesach is only Nechal Yom V'Layla. Now Pecheir is Nechal Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. So that's Pshat the Gemara's Kasha. Zemedach Van Taisva's is a Machudish Tikka Taisva's, that Taisva's holds a Moisa Pesach is Nechal Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. Voidama bepeke isha bepsochim, gabi hei, shenis alvu oires pischeim, venimtsa yaveles bechad meyen. The Gemara says that if you had five people, five different chaburas, nis alvu oires pischeim, the oires became nisare, venimtsa yaveles bechad meyen. So he found one of the oires had a mum. So memele, so now we know we have five chaburas, four of them ate a kosher kolben. One of them ate a apostle, had a apostle at Kolben. So one of them wasn't Mekayim Mitzvahs Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says the Pturim Milasis Pesach Sheini Mishum Deloy Efsha. Practically they can't bring a Pesach Sheini. Frek the Gemara, why not? Uporich Laisi Pesach. Let them bring a Pesach Sheini. The Lisni Bishlomit. Let them make a Tanai. Each Chabura make a Tanai. If I'm the Chabura that had the Balmum, so there should be a Korban Pesach. If I'm the chabura that didn't have the balmum, it should be a shlomim. Listen to be shlomim. Umay kushe, what's the kasha? Lishani, let the gemara answer. Mishum dafila pesach sheni, zmane boso tomi. Dersive bein abayim kemoi pesach rishin. So memele, so if it'll be a shlomim, it's after the tomi shabayin abayim. I can be makrav after the tomi shabayin abayim, it becomes posel. If you say it becomes posel. And Taisi says this man is after the Tomit. So Taisi says, I know this man is after the Tomit, because it says, Bein Abayim, like Pesach Rishon. So Zichr, it's after the Tomit. The Psulim, Acha Tomit, shall Bein Abayim. The lack of the main of Shem Da'osi, Esad, the Pesach, Shiesh, by Koriz. The dochi esed ashlome the less bokoris kama bepresh perk tomid nishchad. The es of pesach will be doiched es of ashlome. The leka hochi koris the bechol chod of a chod of minayik ala meime shemu min aroiv shekvar yotzu. Now Taisvus, I don't understand over here. Taisvus asked Akasha, maybe you say the es of pesach is doiched the es of ashlome. So lochair it's pilei ploim. Forget about roiv. If it's a kol, if the chayven a korban pesach, so it's a korban pesach. If the chayven a shlomim, so they're potter from a korban pesach. So there's no esed the pesach. Taisus says that you can't say esed the pesach should be deicha because roiv of them are potter from a korban pesach. Why need cheshbainis with roiv on roiv? Poshet, if it's a shlomim, there's no esed the pesach. If it's a pesach, there's no esed the shlomim. Yeah. Umiyo afilu leyinivsel achatomit kosher dimikomak mechatchila osam idaraisus. I'm saying that gemara is a pelle. You're not allowed to be makim with zayvisay. Meaning the Pesach Sheni motzel legdumi letomid. If we'll say that the Pesach Sheni can be magdim before the tomid, given the like siv be'erev elabein abayim, the only says bein abayim, the only time the Pesach is in kol vacha tomid or shinin yucha dovish nema be'erev bein abayim udovish nema boy elabein abayim. The reason that Pesach is after the tomid, because it says a double loshin, erev bein abayim. Ava Pesach Sheni haiminayu de boy kodim, bovid bereshe. So it could be, if you say a Pesach Sheni, you could be makre before the Talmud of Shalom al Yisrael. Because a Pesach Sheni is nikra before the Talmud.